Mrs. Wisconsin, let's start with that. How did you get involved in that program?
I'm Mrs. Wisconsin, America 2013, and I have no pageant experience in my background, but the reason I ran for it is it gave a great platform for a good cause. And my husband and I, we have six small children, and we own Today's Furniture Advantage in Appleton and Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And back in 2009, I met a family that could not provide beds for their children and called social services. And the lady on the other line told me that there will never be enough beds for children. So slowly we created a program, and it's called the Silent Night Program. And I wanted to implement this program throughout my state, and going to other furniture stores as a competitor, they closed the door. But when I went as Mrs. Wisconsin, not only did the doors open, but they implemented this program into their stores. So now we have furniture stores across the state of Wisconsin that every month they give a certain number of beds to their county social services. And then as Mrs. Wisconsin, it was an opportunity to take this program to a national level. I'll be competing in the Mrs. America pageant in about 4 weeks. August 28th is finals in Arizona, and the opportunity to be Mrs. America would make it possible for not only children in Wisconsin, but for children in every state to have a safe place to sleep.
The program just got started a short time ago, but it's already doing quite well.
It is. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of phone calls, and it's been a lot of closed doors. And that's why the title of Mrs. Wisconsin has been so important, because it's opened those doors, and it's made not only this program expand throughout the state, but it's hundreds of children throughout the state of Wisconsin sleep in a safe, warm bed because of this program.
Any idea how many beds have gone out so far?
Hundreds. I know just in our furniture stores in Appleton and Stevens Point, we used to put a cap on it, and it was for however many beds we sold, we would donate so many beds per month. The problem is the need is so great. When we get those phone calls from social services, you can't say no. It's so hard, especially as a mom, knowing and hearing the stories. I mean, just recently, right here in Stevens Point, we delivered Silent Night beds to a 6 and 5 year old little boys who slept in playpens their entire lives. That's not right. You know, children, regardless of their circumstances, should have a safe place to sleep. So we will keep donating beds until those phone calls stop coming in.
Today, a bit of a twist in the program, because not just the county social services office, you have your first donation through the Family Crisis Center.
Yes, and we're really excited. We got the phone call, and we were able to respond to it. And, you know, sometimes social services, it's rare, but there's times that they didn't have needs for beds. You know, we were calling them, and like I said, it's rare, but it's so nice to now have a different venue in order to place these beds. And all we want is to make sure children sleep in a safe, warm bed, regardless of the circumstances. It brings happiness to us to know that children now that have went through such trauma, I could only imagine the trauma they've went through, that now that when they're starting over, that they can have a safe place to sleep as well.
Anything you want to add today?
So happy for Family Services. They're celebrating their 35th year that they've been able to help families in the community. And I'm really excited to be here. And yeah, appreciate all the support as I head to Mrs. America.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.